Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
The Attorney General of South Carolina wants the death penalty for Alec Murdaugh. Before the defense team could even step to the microphone to announce a federal lawsuit against the woman who corrupted his trial, Alan Wilson dropped a bomb that reframed everything. "We're back to square one," Wilson said. "And that means all our legal options are on the table, including the death penalty." Dick Carpudlin went straight at it. Wilson isn't talking to the lawyers in his office here. He's talking to his political consultants. He's running for governor, if you didn't know that. And someone told him the death penalty makes a good sound bite. If you want to get a little attention, you're going to go after Alec Murdaugh for the death penalty? Oh, my God. What does Alan Wilson know now? Harpudlin asked that he didn't know 5 years ago. What new piece of evidence justifies escalating to death? According to the defense, the answer is nothing. There's no new evidence. There's no new political calculation. But here's what Harpudlin didn't say at that podium. And this is important. The death penalty threat might be the best thing that's happened to the defense. If Wilson actually pursues capital charges, it triggers individual voir dire automatically, meaning every potential juror gets questioned one-on-one, separately, instead of in a group. It's a requirement when you have death penalty qualified jury. When you hear terms like that, that's one of those things of what it means. It's a death penalty qualified this or that. That's one of those extra steps that a jury that's going to be in a death penalty case, a capital case, would go through in South Carolina. Now, what's different? Well, it's a little more thorough. And you get a lot more control, if you will, if you are an attorney on the case and you're deciding who's going to get on this jury and who's not going to get on this jury with the cards that you are allowed to play. And if you're playing your cards on this one, it may be a gamble worth taking. That is exactly what Harpudlin asked for at this press conference. He brought up the Pee Wee Gaskins case from 40 years ago. Because who doesn't remember Pee-wee Gaskins? Pee-wee Herman, but I was unaware of Pee-wee Gaskins. But what's interesting is that at the same time, I guess 41 years ago, it's pretty close to the same time of Pee-wee Herman. Did we have a double eyed? No, we didn't. Anyway, I didn't know anyone else named Pee-wee other than, anyway. I digress. What happened with Pee-wee Gaskins? The case from 40 years ago where they went through 400 jurors to seat 14. He wants that level of screening. Well, if Wilson goes death penalty, he gets it by operation of law. Wilson may have just handed the defense their best jury selection tool while trying to look tough for a campaign. Whether Wilson's people thought that through is an open question, you know. Whether Harpootalan noticed it immediately is not either. In the contradiction on Wilson ends goes deeper than just the strategy. This is the same attorney general who publicly called Becky Hill's conduct during the trial inappropriate, but ultimately harmless. The South Carolina Supreme Court unanimously called it shockingly jury interference and said Hill placed her fingers on the scales of justice. You got to pick one, Alan. You can't have both. Either what Hill did was harmless and the conviction should stand, or it was so bad the state's highest court had no choice but to throw it all out. The Supreme Court chose the second option, and now the man who waved off that misconduct as harmless wants to execute the defendant whose trial was destroyed by it. Meanwhile, Wilson has not pursued Becky Hill for jury tampering. Statute says whoever tampers with the jury or attempts to is guilty of a crime. The Supreme Court's findings say Hill attempted exactly that. Harpootalan put it plainly, please, Alan, focus on your job and not the politics. But before we go any further here down this path, oh, Alec Murdaugh and all the wrongs that actually may have been done by him. I know it's kind of a crazy thing to say. Let me be very clear about something. Alec Murdaugh is not a sympathetic figure, not even close. He is a convicted financial criminal serving 27 years on state charges and 40 years on federal charges. He stole nearly $9 million over a decade from people who trusted him, including the family of his own housekeeper, Gloria Satterfield, who died under what some may call suspicious circumstances. He stole from a man with intellectual disabilities. He looked people in the eye, lied to them, and took their money. A jury heard all of that during his murder trial, and it destroyed whatever credibility he had left. None of that is in dispute. He pled guilty to it. He has said publicly he deserves to be in prison for what he did, but the South Carolina Supreme Court ruled unanimously that his murder trial was corrupted by the clerk of court, and I need you to hear this part. That ruling is not a finding of innocence. It's a finding that the process was broken. A corrupted process matters whether the defendant is a saint or Alec Murdaugh. So the actual reason for this press conference was to announce a federal civil rights lawsuit against Becky Hill, filed under 42 U.S.C. section 1983. Jim Griffin laid out the legal framework. The Supreme Court has already adjudicated that Hill deprived Murdaugh of his constitutional right to a fair trial. That settled law. Now the defense is converting those findings into a federal civil case. But let's talk about what the lawsuit actually is, because the defense has now framed this as accountability, an investigation. It is both of those things, but it's also a chess move. Filing a federal civil suit gives the defense subpoena power and deposition authority against Hill before the retrial even starts. Anything they uncover in civil discovery, whether Hill had help, what Sled knew, what that attorney general's office did with that anonymous email about the egg lady juror, whether Hill pulled this kind of thing in other cases, all of that becomes ammunition for the criminal retrial. This is a very good move. If you did something wrong in South Carolina, I'm telling you, Poot and Griffin are your men. I know, years ago, when I was a young true crime reporter, all of the 3-4 years ago when we started this channel, I had some things to say about them. But you know what? You learn as you go. Now, I'm talking strategic-wise. These people know what they are doing. It does not necessarily mean they personally believe Alec Murdaugh is innocent. And they've been strategically clear about that. They are very good at their jobs. These are the people you would want in your corner. These are not inept attorneys in any stretch of the imagination. Harpootlin and Griffin are building their defense for the murder case through a civil action against the clerk. It's smart lawyering. And you should see it for what it is. No matter how much you think Alec Murdaugh is a horrible human being, I agree. But he's got some really good lawyers. It's fascinating to watch them at work because they are good at what they do. You can hate them. You can be mad at them. You cannot agree with anything. But Alec Murdaugh is getting a new trial. The lawsuit seeks over $600,000 in damages. And this is where you need to you need your defense attorney filter on, because Harpootlin and Griffin are very good at framing things, as we've just talked about. According to their complaint, that money came from a court-authorized withdrawal from Murdaugh's 401k retirement account, which they call his sole remaining asset. They want you picturing a man's last dollar going up in smoke because a corrupt clerk wanted to be famous. Effective framing, but incomplete. That 401k was liquidated through an agreement with court-appointed receivers who were managing Murdaugh's frozen assets on behalf of the people he stole from. $600,000 went to the defense. Roughly $400,000 went to the receivership for his victims, if the math is right. When the defense later asked for more money from that account, the attorneys for Murdaugh's victims fought it tooth and nail. Eric Bland, representing the Satterfield family, told the court that giving Murdaugh more of those funds amounted to re-victimizing his clients all over again. So when the defense paints this as an innocent man's retirement burned by a rogue clerk, just remember the families of Gloria Satterfield, Mallory Beach, and others had a very different relationship with said money. But again, good attorney work. And good attorney work for Mr. Bland as well, who's been on this program before. Both making very, very valid points on behalf of their clients. The complaint also alleges Hill was motivated by personal financial gain. She co-authored that book about the trial that reportedly generated around $100,000 in profits before being pulled amid plagiarism allegations. The filing says Hill told people that a guilty verdict would help book sales and that she, and this is straight from the complaint, needs a lake house. We'll see if that holds up. That's what discovery is for. And that discovery is going to be far more interesting than the $600,000 damages claim, because the real question the lawsuit is built to answer isn't about money. It's about whether Becky Hill was a lone wolf. The defense doesn't think she was. The suspicious removal of juror Myra Crosby, the egg lady, is Exhibit A. Hill brought fabricated information into Judge Newman's chambers about Crosby's ex-husband posting on Facebook. That was a lie. Then an anonymous email materialized targeting the same juror investigated by the AG's office and SLED without the defense being told. Harpootlin appointed reporters to Joe McCullough, the attorney representing Crosby, who's been independently investigating. The message was clear. They think this thread pulls on something much bigger. And this should bother everybody, regardless of which side you are on. Hill pled guilty in December of 25 to misconduct in office, obstruction of justice, and perjury. She admitted to showing sealed crime scene photos to media and lying about it under oath. Her sentence? Probation and community service. A clerk of court who pled guilty to perjury was found by the state's highest court to have engaged in shocking jury interference, walked away with community service. You don't have to like Alec Murdaugh to think that that's kind of a problem. Now, the press conference shifted to what a retrial looks like, and this is where it gets interesting, because this is not a replay. This is a fundamentally different case the second time around, and I don't think people fully appreciate that yet. The defense now has 8,000 pages of sworn testimony from every prosecution witness. So think about what that means. In the first trial, they were hearing state witnesses for the first time, reacting in real time. Now they have the full transcript. They can prepare impeachment for every single witness, catch every inconsistency, every contradiction, every place where what somebody said on the stand doesn't line up with what the evidence shows. That's essentially a deposition of every state witness, and the prosecution can't take it back. The element of surprise is gone. Every question the prosecution asks, the defense knows where it's going because they've read the transcript. On top of that, the financial crime evidence may get handled very differently. Harpudlin's theory, and it's just his theory, is that 2.5 weeks of widows, orphans, and people with disabilities describing how Alex stole from them is what actually convicted Murdaugh. By the time the murder evidence came in, the jury was already done with them. A new judge could limit how much of that financial crime comes in, how they're presented, and how long the prosecution gets to parade them. And you can agree or disagree on if that's appropriate or not, but this is an element of what's coming up. That was one of the most bitterly contested issues in the first trial. And the landscape has changed. The defense also believes they didn't get everything from the prosecution during the first round of discovery. They intend to scrub that hard. That's what the civil suit is part of. New experts need to be hired and briefed. All this takes time. The defense expects roughly a year. And all of it costs money they don't have. You're going to be sitting here going, well, when is the new Murdaugh trial? Probably about a year from now. We're in May of 2026. I'm going to go, let's see here. What would you say? When would you predict it's going to be? I'm going to go, already in May. They need about a year. And you got summer. August of 27. That's when I put it on my bingo card. You let me know where you think it's going to land on yours in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. Griffin was very candid about the finances. No new money, no found money. They're saying they're in the hole. And you can believe or not believe, I know. But the job isn't finished, and they're not walking away, he said. So say what you want to say about Putin Griffin. That's a striking thing to say publicly about the most high-profile case in South Carolina. Venue is also a live question. Carlton County may be impossible. The defense is exploring a motion to transfer to a county with similar demographics, which probably rules out Richland and Charleston, though Harpootalin noted Charleston is contiguous. So maybe. Lovely city. And there will be no plea deal. None. That was absolute. Alec Murdaugh will never enter a plea that requires admitting he killed his wife and son. The defense wants a trial. The state can dismiss the charges if it wants. Short of that, this is going back to a courtroom. Then the defense laid out what what they say is a devastating list of investigative failures by SLED. Now, SLED and the prosecution would have plenty to say about all this, and they'll get their chance at the retrial. But this is in the defense's terms, so take it for what it is. This is the defense's argument for why the investigation was built to confirm a conclusion, not to find the truth. They said SLED never followed tire tracks leading away from the scene. They said SLED mishandled Maggie's phone GPS data, that downloading it at the SLED lab overrode the actual location data. So the last recorded position on Maggie's phone was Broad River Road, the SLED lab address, not Moselle. They say SLED never searched Almeida, Alex's mother's house, where he drove that evening, even though the prosecution later implied he ditched weapons during that drive. They say SLED never processed the feed room for fingerprints or DNA. A bloody footprint next to Paul's body turned out to be a Colleton County deputy's. The coroner estimated time of death by placing his hand under the victim's armpits instead of using a thermometer. Harpootalin, a former prosecutor, could barely contain himself. Stuck his hand under the armpit? Really? The defense's expert tested whether shots fired at the kennels could be heard from inside the house and established without contradiction that they could not. The prosecution would tell you a completely different story about the investigation. They'd say the evidence pointed to Alec from the start, that his own words and behavior convicted him, that the forensic and digital evidence built a coherent case. 12 jurors agreed unanimously. The defense's version is that SLED drew an imaginary circle the night of the murders, put Alec in the middle, and never seriously looked anywhere else. A new jury is going to have to sort all of this out. But here's the question nobody at that press conference asked, and it's the one I can't get past. If Alec Murdaugh didn't kill Maggie and Paul, and the defense has had 5 years to develop an alternative theory, 5 years of people investigating on Alec's behalf, 5 years of receiving new information, 5 years of living inside this case, why don't they have one? When a reporter asked who the defense thinks did it, Harpootalin said they wish they knew. They blame SLED's failures, the tire tracks they didn't follow, the GPS data they corrupted, the crime scene they didn't process, and those are legitimate criticisms. Whether you like Alec Murdaugh or not, they are. Assuming the defense's version of events holds up. But at some point, we would have found the answer if SLED hadn't destroyed the evidence. Stops being an argument, it starts actually being the gap. The defense has subpoena power coming. They have a civil lawsuit designed to peel back what happened. They have information they won't discuss publicly. Maybe they know more than they're saying. They strongly hinted at that. If we tell you, you'll be telling them. But right now, the defense's answer to the biggest question in the case is, we don't know. And that's worth sitting with. Jim Griffin says he spoke to Alec after the Supreme Court ruling came down. And according to Griffin, Alec had already read the opinion. I'm reading it. I see it. It says reverse, but I still have a hard time believing it. Is your Alec impression of the day. Griffin described the man who's lost every significant legal ruling since this began and couldn't process it when the system finally ruled in his favor. Griffin says Alec got emotional, thanked the legal team, reported what he's apparently said from the start, that he deserved prison for the financial crimes, but being convicted of murdering his wife and son when he says he didn't do it is the most unbearable. And then he sealed the envelope with his snot. Just, here you go, Tim. I got a letter for you. I sealed it with boogers. That's Harpootalin and Griffin telling you what their client said, and it's worth hearing. It's also worth remembering that 12 people heard weeks of evidence and reached the opposite conclusion. The Supreme Court's reversal doesn't tell us who killed Maggie or Paul Murdaugh. It tells us that the trial that answered that question wasn't fair and it wasn't. That matters enormously, but it's not the same thing as innocence. Anybody telling you otherwise on either side is selling you something. The defense briefly addressed Buster Murdaugh, and Harpootlin asked for one thing, privacy. That kid has been through enough. Buster supports his father, and Harpootlin left it there. Does he? So where does this go? The Supreme Court will issue the documents in the coming weeks, sending the case to a trial court. Chief Justice Kittings will appoint a new judge. The defense plans to push for the unknown male DNA found under Maggie's fingernails to be submitted to CODIS, the national database. They say that DNA belongs to a male unrelated to any Murdaugh or any member of Maggie's family, and they say it was never followed up on. They also say they've turned information from independent investigators over to SLED and doubt SLED has done a thing with it. Harpootlin raised a fair question. Does it make sense to have the agency that built the murder case investigating whether their own work was valid? You can think he's asking that for strategic reasons. It's still a fair question. What we're watching now is a case being rebuilt from the ground up on both sides. The defense has three fronts: the federal lawsuit against Hill, retrial preparation with no money and a year of work ahead, and now a potential capital case driven by what they call political ambition. The prosecution has its own challenge. Retry a case the whole country has already watched without the element of surprise in front of a jury that hasn't been poisoned by the clerk, and prove it all over again. Both sides should welcome that, because if the evidence is as strong as the state believes, a fair trial should produce the same result. And if it doesn't, then the first conviction was never about the evidence to begin with. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. I look forward to your thoughts and your feedback. We'll continue our conversation right there. Links are in the comment section and in the description. Until then, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. By American players, for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm gonna be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. By American players, for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.